Hey there, I'm Amanda, a Southern mama with big city sensibilities. I'm the girl that took a daydream and built a profitable virtual assistant business all in the middle of a global pandemic. Now, I work from home alongside some of the biggest bloggers and influencers while running a six-figure online business. I'm taking you along for the ride as we dive into business, marketing, strategy, and real life as a female entrepreneur. I'm all about simple, easy, actionable steps that get real results. This podcast is for the dreamers, the doers, and the go-getters. So let's kick imposter syndrome together and pull back the curtain on how to actually make money online. Get ready as we dig in, do the work, and tackle those big dreams I know you've been dreaming up. This is the Bold Business Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. Can you believe that we are already halfway through the 2022 year? Like, I literally am still shocked. I feel like I was just recording an episode on New Year's resolutions and goal planning for the year, and here we are, we're at the halfway mark, and I am also feel like I'm still just getting used to writing 2022 on paper, so I know I'm not alone in saying that these first 6 months of the year have flown by. I think it's true, that old saying that time is a thief, because it is just crazy, I think, especially when you put kids into the mix, how fast things go. So I thought it would be really fun if we did a mid-year check-in on all the goals that I set at the beginning of this year, checking in on where I am to those, and also what my plans are for this last half of the year and how I plan on finishing out the 2022 year strong. If you haven't already, I would recommend just going back and listening to episode number 7, which was all about goal setting for 2022. We also did a quick peek back at the year of 2021. So it's a review of 2021 and then looking ahead for 2022. And in that episode, I dive into the 5 different buckets that I set my goals around for each and every year. And as much as I love and can chat about business all day long, I think it's really important to live out a well-rounded life. And that means setting goals in other areas of our life other than just business, because let's be real, our business is not our entire life. So for me, the 5 buckets that I focus on are marriage, finances, family, business, and personal, and in no specific order. But these are kind of like the 5 overarching things in my life where I set goals around. And then within each of those buckets, there's of course sub buckets, and you can create multiple goals within each bucket. But those are kind of the overarching things that I focus on. And this might be different for you. For some people, it might be health and wellness as its own category. You know, if you're not married or you don't have a business, like, that might look very different for you. And you may not have 5, or you may have more than 5. All of that is totally okay. But really defining what those buckets are for you is going to help you with setting goals, but also that mid-year check-in as well. Okay, so the first bucket I want to start off with is marriage. Josh and I, when we first got married, we decided that we wanted, obviously, to make our marriage a priority. And part of making our marriage a priority was defining what was important to us. And one of the things that we said was, no matter what was going on, either in our lives, whether we had kids, whether it was a busy season, it didn't matter. We would always make time for each other. And in the season that we're in right now with the business and having 2 kids and a newborn out of the 2 kids, needless to say, things are very busy. But we have still been making this a priority. So one of the big things that we wanted to do for the year of 2022 was take a solo mom and dad trip. And we have yet to do this, but our anniversary is in August and we already have a trip booked to the beach. We're going away for 4 days. We're so excited. We're of course like nervous to leave our little ones behind, even though we know they're going to be in good hands, but we're also looking forward to going on a new adventure together. We dated for 5 years. We were engaged for a year and then we got married, and long story short, we've been together for like 10 years total, more than that at this point. But all of that to be said, we used to go on so many fun adventures. We would, you know, just hop on a plane and like jet off to a new city for a weekend or jump in the car. And we would just love to go to new places. Our perfect vacation is kind of like a mixture of adventuring and relaxation. So we love like really great food, trying out cool new restaurants, getting outside, moving our bodies, doing a new activity together, and of course, like literally just relaxing, you know, even just sitting on the beach with a book and like a cold drink in hand, that is also a perfect vacation for us. So hopefully this trip will kind of be like a mix of those things, as well as a chance for us to just connect without like, you know, bouncing a baby on our hip and also like tending to a very busy toddler. So we're excited about all of that. But some of the smaller things that we wanted to focus on and we've been doing a really great job with is things like going on date nights, which we'd love to work more of them in. And Mom, if you're listening to this podcast, you just let me know whenever you want to watch the kids. And even things like, you know, we made it a priority to make sure that we are putting both the kids to bed at the same time and getting them into bed by like 7:30, because there was a season when we first had Wallace that like our schedules just were haywire and newborns don't have a schedule. And we really noticed that we were struggling, not in our marriage, but we were struggling because we didn't have that one-on-one time to just like decompress and chat and have an uninterrupted conversation. And once we sort of implemented that boundary, it was life-changing. So sometimes, you know, we like go sit out on the back patio, even if it's for like 20 minutes before we have to like, you know, clean up the house and get ready for the next day and all of that. But having that time to be able to do that has been life-giving. So that's kind of where we're focusing on and where we'll continue to focus this last half of the year, which we're super excited about. And then part of, I think, a strong marriage is being on the same page with finances. And that kind of brings me into my next bucket. And I'm actually super proud of where we are in terms of our financial goals. As I mentioned at the beginning of this year, we follow the Dave Ramsey plan. And we have for a while now. I think we really started like hardcore following the plan at the beginning of 2020, and we paid off over $25,000 in debt. Actually, that number might be higher now. But anyways, all of that to say, I would say that we're doing the Dave Ramsey plan a little bit more loosely than he typically recommends at this stage. So typically his method is to like attack debt, kind of like a gazelle, as he puts it. I think he literally says that in the book. But we did do this at the beginning when we were reducing our consumer debt and basically, you know, just like getting everything in order. But once we got rid of all of our consumer debt, we paid off the student loans. We didn't have any car payments. We were basically completely debt free. And then we started, part of his plan is to like invest a certain percentage into your retirement, make sure that your kids' college funds are paid for, and all of these other things. And once we started doing that consistently, we decided, okay, we're in a place where we could take on a small amount of debt, knowing that we have a plan to pay it off quickly. And that was when we bought my car last year. So we bought an SUV for the family. I had like a small sedan type car, and it was just like really tight with two car seats. So we decided to sell that one and then buy an SUV, and it worked out really well. We got like a really great deal on it. It was a new car, which we weren't planning on buying new, but anyways, long story short, we have a small amount of debt with that car, and we have a very strategic plan of how we're going to pay that off. which is a little bit different than his typical method, which is like you put any and all extra money, basically anything that's not like basic necessities, and you throw it towards that debt. And we decided, you know, we already sort of like lived like that for a few years, got all that debt reduced, and we decided that we would just put a certain amount towards the vehicle each month until it was paid off for the next 12 months, which we're like already into that anyway, so that it'd be paid off in a year. So that still allows us like a little bit of like fun money to do things like, you know, going out to eat and a spontaneous trip to Target or whatever, so that we didn't feel like we were living in such a strenuous box. Now, I would recommend this method, like I said, if you've already paid down your consumer debt and then like you decide to strategically make a decision like this one that we felt like, you know, was a good one for our family and all of that. And we also, I want to mention too, like we have this amazing team of people helping guide us with our finances as far as like investing goes and setting ourselves up for retirement and how to structure the business and just all of these like very complicated things. So if you ever feel like this is all overwhelming and I just don't even know where to start with this, I will say I'm like, you know, in no way affiliated with them, but Dave Ramsey does have a lot of really great free resources. That's how I found out a lot about this information, and how we also found our financial advisor too was through the Dave Ramsey network, so that they're able to sort of guide us alongside the plans of Dave Ramsey to make sure that we're set up for success for the future. So all of that to be said, financial bucket, super pleased with where we are. We do have like some big goals that we're working on for the next couple years, but we know that that's just going to take time. So as those things come to fruition, I will definitely let you guys know. Which brings me sort of into our next bucket, and that is our family bucket. So one of our big things that we wanted to do, and I mentioned this in that episode 7, was Josh and I wanted to take Beckham to the beach for the first time. And I am so excited. We did end up taking a spontaneous beach trip. We literally decided on a Monday and left on a Friday or a Saturday. And that was over Memorial Day weekend. Josh has some family that lives down in St. Augustine, Florida. So we went down to visit them, and we were also able to take the boys to the beach, and we had the best time. It's funny because at first we're like, oh my gosh, this is such a great idea. And then like, as it got closer and closer to the trip, we're like, is this a good idea? Like, are we about to spend like 6-7 hours in the car with two kids? Like, what are we doing? Maybe we shouldn't go. And we like tried to talk ourselves out of it. And we're both like, no, like we don't want to limit ourselves and our kids' experiences because we're afraid of like having a meltdown or something like that. We had very low expectations going into the trip, and I think that that helped. But honestly, it went so well, and it gave us the confidence to then be like, okay, we can go and do more things with two kids, and we don't have to be like stuck in the house forever, which is kind of nice. But truthfully, I mean, Beckham had a blast. He's 100% like a water baby. He was living his best life, like running up and down the beach, playing in the sand. We went out on the boat one day and he loved that. And St. Augustine is just such a pretty town, and it has so much rich history in it. There's so many great restaurants to check out, and it's just a cool vibe. So we are definitely looking forward to going back, and I would highly recommend it if you're looking for like a fun place to go for like a weekend or a couple days or something like that. I feel like it'd be really fun too, not that I don't love my kids, but to have like a solo vacation where Josh and I went there and explored, because there's some things that aren't like a baby and a toddler, they are not going to enjoy like a ghost tour at like 8 p.m. Like that would frighten them. So, but that's something that Josh and I would be like totally into. So things like that, I'm like, okay, like, you know, not everything is 100% kid friendly. So we mostly just stuck to like the beaches and the parks and like the family friendly restaurants and stuff like that. But all of that was great. But that trip kind of like sparked this like summer fun in us. So Josh and I are like, you know what? Like the weather's nice. Every weekend, like we need to make it a point to do like one thing that's like fun. So we have been checking out farmers markets. We've been exploring new cities on the weekend, like around Atlanta and stuff. We've, you know, like been on the hunt for the best donut in Atlanta. We're checking out new parks. Like you know, going to a strawberry farm and picking strawberries. Like, there's so many like little things that aren't super expensive that are just fun if you just pack up the kids and go. And honestly, the weather is so nice. It's nice to get out of the house and not be like cooped up and having to tell them the same thing over and over and having to keep cleaning up the same pile of toys for the 100th time, and to get out and go do things. And they have a blast and we have a blast, and it's just been awesome. So that's sort of what we're doing throughout the summer. And I'm sure like as we move into fall, there'll be so many fun fall events and then Christmas stuff. And it's just awesome, especially as, you know, we're out of sort of that newborn haze, if you will, where we feel like, okay, we have a grip on life with two kids. Like, we can actually leave the house and it's not complete chaos and everybody's okay. And we sort of know like what we need to bring and all of that stuff. So in that sense, I feel like we are in a really good spot, and I'm kind of looking forward to making just more fun memories for the last half of the year. I think, you know, one of the things I remember about my childhood is always like the experiences when we went and like did things. And those are the memories that are always the most positive when I look back. It's not like, what toy did I have or what was I playing with at the time? It's like, oh, remember that time when we went here, we did this and that sort of thing. And I feel like that is what I want for my kids. So I'm excited to be able to get that to them. Okay, the next bucket I'm going to dive into is the personal one, and then I figured we'll just like round it out with all things business. So personally, my goal was to jump back into working out like 3 to 5 times a week after I had Wallace, and I'm definitely not quite there yet. I would say I am working my way up to 5 times a week. My recovery process took a little bit longer than I expected after having Wallace. And truthfully, I haven't even felt like I was ready to start back working out until probably about like a week or two ago. And I just haven't quite found that motivation to like actually make time for it, if I'm being completely honest. So I'll keep you posted on how that goes, but it is a priority for me because I do recognize that, you know, squeezing in even a 20 or 30 minute workout every day doesn't have to be anything intense, makes me feel better about myself, gives me more energy, makes my mind more clear, and it just is good all around. So that is something that I'm going to be working on. Also, along with just like small things like remembering to drink more water and pouring into myself by creating some more boundaries in my life. For me, that means a lot of like delegating as a business leader so that I can have more white space to just like breathe and also tap back into my creativity so that I can show up well in other areas of my life. I think so often we jam pack our days from like the minute we wake up to the time we go to bed. And I know I'm guilty of this all too often. And lately I've been attempting to work back in, even if it's just an hour or two, where I have more margin to just like choose how I spend that time. And one thing that I've been doing recently is there's this really cute coffee shop that's like literally 5 minutes, I'm not exaggerating, up the street from our house, which is a blessing because we live in suburbia land where you have to like drive everywhere to get like places. And so sometimes in the evenings, I'll go there and I'll work for like an hour and a half uninterrupted. And it has truly been life-giving to have like an hour to an hour and a half once or twice a week. Even if it is to work, at least I'm working on something that I love. I am not being interrupted by my sweet kiddos. And it also gives my husband like one-on-one time with the kids so that he can have that because, you know, he's like gone all day at work and stuff. So that has been something really great that we've implemented. And, you know, after having a newborn, I'm sure like any mom can relate, you're just like trying to survive in that, like I would say first 12 to 16 weeks. And life is just so busy with like the newborn and then having a toddler and then the business. And there were so many times where I just felt like literally so overwhelmed that I kind of wanted to cry because I didn't know like how to get out of the haze, if you will. But I will say I feel like it's starting to lift. And that's not to say that I'm not thankful in any way, because I 100% am. It just meant that I had to implement and pivot and change some things to create the reality that I knew I wanted. So I've been working really hard, like behind the scenes, to kind of streamline things in my life and in my business so that everything will work cohesively. And I notice that anytime that like starts to happen, and then I'm like, okay, we got to reel it in. We need to create some boundaries. I notice such a difference in just my overall like mental health, my mood, how I'm feeling, how I can show up well in the business and also like as a mom and a wife. And it's amazing how sometimes like creating those boundaries feels so hard. Like we tell ourselves this story that like there's no way I can, you know, say no, or there's no way I can delegate this thing, or there's no way I could, you know, hire on another team, like whatever it is that the story that we tell ourselves. But then once we're like, you know what, that's a complete lie. And we actually do that thing, we're like, oh, I should have done that, you know, like a month ago, because this is wonderful. And so I'm having to kind of learn the hard way on things like that. But I do have a really great plan going forward for this last half of the year, especially knowing that we're going to go into some busy seasons with work, of how I plan to hold those boundaries strong so that I can still continue to show up well in other areas of my life. And the other thing that I'm also doing is really focus on pouring into myself and thinking, how can I take things to the next level? Like, what do I need to be working on? What do I need to be implementing? What does, you know, future me need to be doing now so that I can be ready for future me, if that makes sense. So things like, what podcast am I listening to? Because I love a good podcast. What books am I reading? Like a physical book. What can I order on Amazon and put in my hand to help pour into myself? And how can I choose that instead of scrolling or watching Netflix? How can I move my body every day? How can I make sure I'm eating healthy? How can I do something that's fun so that I'm enjoying all of this work that I'm doing and it doesn't just feel like all I do is work, work, work? So really holding myself accountable and asking those questions, because I think that's so important. And then the last thing is continuing to build relationships with others in this space. I'm really just excited to continue to meet new people, to pour into the relationships I already have, and to be a part of just an amazing community of other like-minded women. That right there just like sets my soul on fire. Okay, let's chat the last bucket, all about business. So at the beginning of this year, I truly left my business goals very open. And I did this intentionally because, well, one, obviously I was having a baby at the beginning of the year. And truthfully, I did not know what that postpartum season was going to look like. And I knew navigating that while also running a business was a challenge that I had not yet gone through. So I really wanted to give myself grace during that time frame. And I set up the business in a way where if I needed to take a step back, I could. But if I wanted to press the gas pedal, I also had the ability to be able to do that too. And I will say that leaving things open in my business in terms of goals was probably the best decision I ever made, because one, it didn't make me feel like I needed to hit something, or I was reaching for something and falling behind, or I needed to, you know, choose business over family or anything like that. I knew that like the business was good as is, and I was content with where we were. And if for some reason a great opportunity came my way, then great. And if it didn't, then it wasn't meant to be. And I just needed to keep like chugging on and doing what I was doing. But all of that to be said, so many amazing opportunities came our way in quarter two that I am like literally shocked. Like, I still feel like, oh my gosh, like quarter one was great. We were chugging along, but I wouldn't say we saw any sort of like exponential growth. Quarter two was insane. We added on 8 new clients. We hired 4 new team members. And we decided to take on a massive restructuring process within the business where we are going to be, and I don't want to spill the beans too much, but let's just say we have an entire digital product suite coming out soon that is going to help you attract more clients, make more money, and do it all while implementing done-for-you automated systems. Like, let that sink in. I seriously am like so excited. There are so many things that have been sort of sitting in my head and brewing, and I've been thinking about, but trying to figure out how do I make all of this happen while also still pouring into our current clients and welcoming a new batch of students and doing all these things sort of simultaneously while making sure that none of the wheels fall off the business, which is a struggle sometimes. But we have partnered up with somebody amazing. I can't wait to tell you guys all about it. It's going to be really, really exciting. And I know it has the potential to impact so many people's lives. And the cool thing about this digital product suite is it's going to be for people aspiring to be a virtual assistant and have a profitable virtual assistant business. But there are pieces of it that will also serve current VAs and make your life so much easier so that you can work less, take on more clients, and make more money. And that right there is life-changing because as much as we don't like to talk about money, I have to say it's like one of my favorite things to talk about because I truly believe that money is a tool and when put in the hands of the right people can be extremely powerful. So I know the impact that making more money can have on somebody's life, on their, obviously their business, but their family too, and how that trickles down into other areas of their life. When you don't feel like the walls are caving in, you have the ability to be the best version of yourself. You can be calm, cool, and collected and rock it out as a business owner and a mom at all at the same time. And that's what I want for you guys. So, all of that to be said, some really big, exciting things happening in this last half of the year. I'm also just excited to continue chatting with you guys every week on the podcast and showing up on social media. You can come hang out with me on Instagram. I think we're going to take a stab at TikTok, so you can follow us there at the Virtual Assistant Studio, and just some really fun, exciting things in the works. Seriously, I'm so excited. I can't believe again that we are halfway through the year. It is so crazy. And it may be like the type A Enneagram 3 Virgo in me, but I just love like a goal strategy session. So if you haven't already, I encourage you to look at the different buckets of your life that you can create goals around and ask yourself, where are you to your goals? What do you need in order for you to meet your goals? What can you implement today that will get you one step closer? Maybe your goals have changed, or maybe you fell off the wagon a little bit and need to hop back on. All of that is okay too. While you might feel like, oh my gosh, how are we halfway through the year? Like in hindsight, like how did I get here? And also I'm behind. I really want to challenge you to think about, instead of feeling like, oh my gosh, like I need to throw in the towel because I'm nowhere close to hitting this, or I haven't done anything that I said I was going to do, I really want to challenge you to think about these next 6 months as a clean slate. Like you still have so much time left in this year to make 2022 your year. And you have the ability to create the reality that you want. All you have to do is take action. All right, thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. If you love this episode, will you take just 2 to 3 minutes and leave us a review and give us a great rating? All you have to do is scroll down to the bottom of the page that you're listening to this episode on, tap those 5 little stars, write out a quick sentence, and click submit. And I can't wait to read them. All right, guys, I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Until next time. I'm over here doing a little happy dance because you just finished another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. Is it just me, or was that filled to the brim with juicy goodness? If you're anything like me and are wanting even more business, marketing, and strategy tips coupled with real life, follow along with us over on Instagram at The Bold Business Podcast. And be sure to check out the show notes for any free resources, links mentioned, or coupon codes and more. And if you loved this episode, will you do me a favor and go ahead and tap that subscribe button and leave us a review? Until next time, and remember, let's be bold together.